This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is seeing record health insurance enrollment through its health care insurance marketplace. CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Connect for Health Colorado has recorded a 21% increase in people signing up for health insurance compared with the same period last year. Kevin Patterson is CEO.
So we're really excited. We're over a quarter million as of this date. We still have January 15th for folks to come through.
Through the exchange, Coloradans can get federal financial help to purchase health insurance. Enhanced federal tax credits are still in effect for 2025. The exchange says Coloradans can expect a high level of financial support, with most customers qualifying for help. Open enrollment continues through January 15th, 2025. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The FBI is offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of a man wanted for shooting a child. It happened earlier this month on the Ute Mountain Ute Reservation in southwestern Colorado. The warrant is for 23-year-old Jeremiah Height. He's Native American, about 6 feet tall and 400 pounds, with tattoos on his arms and neck and shoulders. Anyone with information can make a report at 1-800-CALL-FBI. An up-and-coming Colorado filmmaker has a Christmas movie that is now available on streaming services. H. Nelson Tracy's film Breakup Season had a Denver premiere earlier this year at the now-closed Esquire Theater. Here's the director.
It was one of my favorite experiences of the whole ride, was getting to share that movie with so many people in Colorado and in Denver.
Breakup Season is about a young man who brings his girlfriend home for Christmas, and the visit doesn't go as planned. The head of Denver International Airport tells CPR he hopes to keep expanding the international flights available from DIA. Amsterdam, Dubai, and a direct flight to a destination in Africa are among Phil Washington's top priorities. This is expected to be one of the busiest weeks of the year for the airport. This is CPR News and KRCC.